Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
If you are here for the first time, hopefully you know what you've landed on. This is basically adulting. And if you've listened to us before, thanks for listening again.
Yes, thank you, OGs.
Yeah, oh, geez.
Moms.
Yeah,
Basically, our moms.
Mom, Fernanda, the
Your
OGs.
dad.
I don't really think my dad's listened. I
Oh.
think he like listened like that first time to support us, and then he's
Oh.
like, I did my deed.
Yeah.
I did my
He did
good.
his duty.
Yeah. So tell us about our drink for today.
Well, our drink today is very like low energy because I was meant to go buy the ingredients yesterday, but our brunch turned into a full day affair. So we are
It was a
having
very like well-deserved day.
well deserved. Not complaining about it at all.
No. But
But
this is a great alternative.
great alternative. If you're trying to give up soda, trying to give up alcohol, whatever it is, this is a perfect alternative for you. We are drinking an orange flavored poppy soda.
Which is like a prebiotic soda, and
Yes.
it says it's prebiotics for a healthy gut, infused with apple cider vinegar, which we know that's good for you, and then immunity sidekick. So this helps with your gut and
Immunity, it supports your immunity.
yeah, it says no one wants a basic drink. So make every hour happy with this bubbly, this better for you probiotic soda. That keeps your gut happy and gives your bot a boost. It's only 25 calories. There's like 5 grams of sugar, and that's it. But
Listen, I
let's
am a
try
poppy
it.
girl.
This is
This
my
is
first.
Aaron's first time ever having poppy, so
We're
cheers.
popping my poppy cherry. It literally tastes like Fanta, orange Fanta.
We'll have to try the
Oh my gosh,
Dr.
I could
Pepper.
like
Ooh, I have
download.
a root beer one at home that I don't like root beer.
I love root beer. I
I'll
could
have to
like
give
down
it to
this
you.
whole thing right now. I need to pace myself.
Oh, it's so good. As somebody that consistently has poppy, this has really helped my gut a lot.
I like it. Also, since we're doing. We've tried to do dry January. Last or yesterday's brunch kind of kicked that to the curb, but we're back on track. It's not about, kicking us while we're down. Like if you mess up one day, that doesn't mean you have to continue down that road. You can start over the next day.
Exactly.
So we're back on track, but to make us feel fancy, we're drinking out of my new martini glasses.
Yeah. You would think it's like a
Or
limoncello.
like it kind of looks like it could be a dirty martini, honestly.
Yes.
Like we could just put some little olives in there or put an orange slice on the
Oh
top.
yeah.
And if we brought that to the bar,
Nobody would be
no one would know.
No one would know.
But I hate drinking out of martini glasses at the bar. Like in an actual bar
Why?
setting, because I feel like there's just so much room to spill
What? What do you mean?
out of a martini
Like
glass
if you're like at a
at a bar, like not like standing up and holding one, not sitting,
Oh, okay. I was
like
like,
walking around with a martini
oh
glass.
yeah.
Like there's some girls that are very well practiced and like can walk without spilling. I'm not one of those girls.
Me either.
Like, and they're like doing it in heels, and they just look very classy.
You know what? Good for them.
Good for them.
Good
You're
for
right.
them.
You know what? Good for them. And good for us.
Yeah.
Because we can sit on the couch and drink martini
Exactly.
glasses
You
or
don't need to
drink
be
out of.
walking around with martini glasses.
Yeah. The martini glasses come to us.
Exactly.
I don't need to be carrying around. I need someone to
No.
hold my martini glass while I walk.
Yes.
That's the kind of the
That's the energy we need.
vibes I need.
Yes.
All right,
Oh.
that's what I'm
You're
like
manifesting.
manifesting
Yeah,
that for
I love that for
myself.
you.
Yeah. I love this though.
I
We
do.
also have, so we split this one can for our first drink. And then we also have like ginger lime. Once we, I feel like, cause
That
I'm going to
was
guzzle
good.
this down, we'll have that. Now we can.
We had the ginger lime.
Not
Poppy. No, we didn't. We had Olipop.
Yeah.
Whoops. Big mistake.
Yeah, don't get them confused. I
know. They just both have like the poppy Olipop. Although, you know, nothing against Olipop, but poppy just.
You like it better.
I like it better.
Yeah, I didn't have it by itself last time, so I don't know.
True. True, true.
Okay, I need to just put that down because I'm just going to guzzle it all up.
I know.
It's real good.
I know. And it's not even, like, fizzy.
It is. It has, like, enough fizz to it. But
yeah.
It's not overbearing.
It's enough to trick your mind. If, like, for the people that are trying to give up soda, it's enough to trick your mind into thinking you are having a soda.
Yeah. It's, like, it has only 5 grams of sugar. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, cheers to that. Did we do a cheers?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We did.
I'm already wasted.
Whoa.
I need to calm down. I already forgot. I'm already wasted.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
I'm poppy wasted. So I know last time we were talking about like our
we talked about a lot of different things
I know.
Last time.
What am astrology?
Yeah.
I was gonna say I couldn't like think of the word, but
okay.
The astrology.
Astrology.
About like how we like ran out of time because they were kicking us out of the
right,
coffee
that's right.
place. So we were talking about just that website or whatever you found to find like you can figure out who your true love is. Is
well,
that
there's
right?
Not a website. It's like if you're into astrology or if you're new into the astrology realm and you know you're familiarizing yourself with like the different houses, your rising signs, the planets that are ruling your houses, whatever. You know, maybe this seems familiar to you or whatnot, or maybe you don't know.
Yeah, like I'm one of those people that doesn't, I know basic stuff, but that's it. Like I don't know, it doesn't like stick in my brain of like what other, like what things mean.
Right.
So Louisa is gonna tell us.
Well, also, like, I'm a beginner.
Okay.
Like, I feel like now I'm, like, consistently, like, learning and, like, open to it. And it's like, oh, okay, like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And stuff. So one of the things that we were touching on was that you can, each house represents something in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I specifically was talking about the seventh house. And they say, hold on, let me pull it up so I don't fuck it up. But your seventh house stands for, hold on, guys. Oh, no. I know I read it somewhere. Anyways, your seventh house stands for, I have so many
like
astrology apps now that I'm like, okay.
You sent it to me on Instagram.
No, I sent you something else. Hold on.
Oh. Well.
You go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, she was like telling me about this seventh house and all this stuff. And we're on like this app, like where you can kind of, it's kind of like Facebook, but it's like for your astrology sign. So it's, you can get an idea of like what.
You get like your daily vibe for the day.
Yeah, but I can also see like yours. It's
yeah.
not just like for me. You can be friends with people. It's kind of like the health apps where you can like be friends with people and be like support each other and do all
see what they're
stuff.
Going through or whatever. Yeah.
And so you can kind of be on Excuse that me. Journey together.
Sure.
And then also, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of cool to see things from somewhere like to
and
get
a more like in-depth like
definition or like description
because it's not just showing you like, oh, Aaron's a Virgo. No, it's showing you Aaron is, I can pull it up right now, guys. That's how fast I am. Aaron is, her Virgo is, what am I trying to say? Her sun is in Virgo. Sorry.
I'm like, her I sun literally is have in Virgo. No idea.
Her moon is in Gemini. And her ascendant is Virgo. So, like, those are things that, like, I don't think, like, back when astrology was like, oh, like, I'm a Pisces and I'm,
yeah,
like, that's very, like, barely, like, what's it called?
Breaking the surface.
Yes.
Yeah. So, there's just a lot of, like, deeper level shit that you can, like, dig down, and it really, like, is kind of eye-opening to see, like, I don't know, tell them about the list of, like, your, what each thing means.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
that will help, I think, when with what we're talking about.
So there's a TikTok that popped up today, and it was just, like, breaking down astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also just want to name a app I just downloaded that is also good for, like, I think beginners. Mm-hmm. And it's called Time Passages, and it has, like, a little learn section, and you can, like, it will give you, like, a description of every single thing as well.
Okay.
More in-depth description. So anyways, back to breaking down astrology. So your sun sign represents yourself. Your moon is your heart. Your rising or your ascendant sign is how you look, or, like,
how you
other applications are, like, how they call it, like, the way you mask yourself to
others.
Mm-hmm. Your Mercury is the way you think. Your Venus is how you love. Mars is how you deal with life. Jupiter is your luck. Saturn is responsibilities. Uranus, how unique you are. Neptune, your imagination. And Pluto, your transformation. So.
Okay. So before we get into all of that, mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to touch base on just the, like, our brunch, and we,
mm-hmm.
how we did our, like, tarot cards. And I think that it was just so crazy. Like, it was me, you, Fernanda, mm-hmm. and Haley. And obviously, like, we know each other's situations. And so it's very easy to be like, and I don't really think that you were saying anything in a certain way to, like, be more, like, persuading to anybody in particular. But hearing it for each person, it's like, oh damn, like, based on, like, what you're going through,
mm-hmm.
this applies, like, tenfold. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's no way, like,
yeah.
It was just kind of crazy to see that unfold. And so, yeah.
Well, like, the craze to me of what I like about tarot, like, my mom is like, oh, like, doesn't believe in tarot. But mm-hmm. I'm like, I mean, really what you could call, like, what astrology and, like, tarot is, it's like the second, like, spirituality awakening,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, probably, like, the fifth one. But, like, tarot to me, it's like the universe is like, because we're always asking whether whatever you, your faith is, or whatever you believe in, like, you're always asking for these signs,
mm-hmm.
to, like, be sent to you from the universe. And so, like, all I'm doing, because I'm practicing tarot, is asking for, like, Erin's spirit guides to come forward and to help her, like, get the answer, or, like, whatever outlook she's wanting in the situations that she's asking about.
Yeah. And not necessarily, like, what I'm wanting. It's just, like, an answer to, like,
clarity.
Some guidance and clarity. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. But back to the brunch. I can just say we need to do that every month.
Agreed.
Because we had a spread, y'all. Mm-hmm. It was, I have breakfast for days now.
You do.
We had an egg casserole, mm-hmm. we had bacon, we had cinnamon rolls, Louisa handmade from scratch croissants, like, she's a little French girl,
mm-hmm.
and we had some donut holes and kolaches. Mm-hmm. What am I missing?
We had a fruit platter. Did you see
that? Oh, yeah, fruit platter,
yeah,
to be on the healthy side.
Yeah,
I think that was it. Oh, and then obviously we had champagne.
Oh, yeah. And orange juice. Yeah, sprinkle of it.
A little sprinkle, spritz. And yeah, we did have two bottles of champagne, like that. Those were like the initial two bottles that we were like, actually, Louisa was like, I'm not gonna drink, I'm gonna be good, and I'm gonna bring my own little pretend champagne. Well, she forgot
I did
her.
forget it because the day before I was prepping the croissants.
She hand quote, I'm air quoting, forgot her champagne juice. And so she just had to have champagne. And so then, you know how it is, guys. Like,
Well, like girl math it is.
once you have one, and also Fernanda was there too, and she was like, I'm not gonna drink today either, blah, blah, blah. Or actually, she was like, I'm just gonna have one. And I'm like, I know you ladies
Well,
better.
remember I girl mathed it.
You what?
I did the girl math.
Okay. How?
'Cause remember you were like pouring it and I was like, "Well, technically
Okay. Well,
that's
yeah.
not even one."
I know. Well, technically, one would be we each get a whole bottle, which is so we
Exactly.
really didn't even drink one yesterday.
Exactly.
So that's fair. But like we've kind of filled them like they were pretty thick, like big
Yeah.
little wine glasses, and we split a champagne. We were generous with the
We
pours.
were
Like we
definitely
finished one bottle
very,
each glass.
yes.
And so I was like, I know these ladies like better than the back of my hand, and I just know one means many or more than one.
Yeah.
So we ended up drinking three bottles total and ended up going out to Sidecar Social in
Yeah.
Addison to finish watching football game,
Yeah.
which I don't really care who wins anymore
Why?
because the Cowboys aren't in it, and I just like wasn't really like paying attention to any other team, so I just don't really care.
This is going to be really insulting. But, like, I don't understand why Cowboys fans are always disappointed every year. It's like,
Because they do so good during the season, they should have done better. Like they were the number one, like in the number one place in their division, and then they get into the playoffs and then they like squat on it. Like it's fucking frustrating.
yeah, I'm not a Cowboys fan, so I don't really care.
You don't even like football. You
I.
literally only like football because Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce.
Well, no.
Yes.
Before that, I followed the 49ers because they had a really hot quarterback.
The literal okay, so you only like it because of the hot guys.
Well, that sounds very like I'm, what's the word? That sounds not. What's the word I'm trying to think of? Not
Know.
sexist, but like, you know what I mean.
Like derogatory?
Not derogatory, but like not materialistic. Shoot. What's the fucking word? You know, like when, oh, like I'm sexualizing them.
Oh,
And I don't mean
well.
to do that. Like, I just like, I don't know.
Well, okay, let's just be fair. You don't care about the sport of football.
I don't.
Okay,
Not like
that's
I
my
do
point.
basketball.
What?
I said I don't care about football like I do, like.
You prefer basketball over football.
Yes. I
Okay.
prefer, yeah.
What about baseball?
No. I care less for that than I do football.
Okay, so it goes basketball, football, baseball. What about hockey?
No, I can do hockey. Golf though, oof, way below that.
All the way to the bottom.
All the way to the bottom.
So basketball, hockey, football.
Yeah. And then before basketball, rugby.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't care about rugby, but those guys are hot. Why
For
do you like
sure.
rugby so much?
Well, because I think rugby is hotter than football.
I do too.
Like, you have
But
this, like.
I like the game of football because I understand it. Like I don't like soccer. Down.
What?
I don't like
Soccer
soccer.
is literally a worldwide sport.
I understand that.
It's so easy. What do you mean?
I just don't really like it that much
Why?
because I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules of football, and I get it.
You don't know the rules though. I like it because I know the rules and like I understand
Well, like
when things happen.
or sorry. Well, to me, it's to the rest of the world, it's football, but soccer is pretty like self-explanatory.
I mean, I understand the concept of soccer,
Yeah.
but there's like offsides and
Yeah.
all of that kind of stuff. I'm like, I just never was into it as a kid and
No.
like never like so I just never been interested in it
Yeah.
really.
I did. I grew up, I mean, if you're from like outside of the or like yeah, if you're from outside of the US, like soccer is
I
like you
know.
grow up watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I know.
So
I didn't.
I know.
I just never was even interested in playing soccer as a kid. And most
Really?
kids played soccer as a kid.
Yeah.
I never did.
Wow,
Yeah,
really?
never. I was never
That's such
interested.
like a Texan thing to do. Like sign up your kid. Like you're either in soccer or like dance or like gymnastics. Or maybe that's just like
As a
everybody.
child, I think
Yeah, I
that
think
is
that's
a child
everybody.
thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I did gymnastics for a little bit, but
That shit's hard.
I don't remember. I think that if I were to go back as a child, because when we moved here to like Dallas, my mom was like, you have to pick something. And I don't know how I landed on basketball. Like I had never played before, never went to a camp or anything. I was like, oh, basketball. That's gonna be my like chosen path of sport.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was my, I made the decision as a fourth grader and never looked back.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if I ever got a second chance to like
Yeah.
make another decision.
Wow.
But I feel like if I did ever get a chance to like go back and like remake a decision, I would also want to do like dance or like something like that.
Yeah, I'd want to do ballet.
Yeah, like it's fascinating to me.
Same.
I feel like I like the hip hop stuff.
Yeah.
But
I
and
like the
also like
ballet.
I mean contemporary, like it's all just
Just like
like
all types of
so
dances.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Like I love it.
It's an art,
It I
really.
mean, yeah.
To like to be able to create choreography.
And know what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah, like that is, you know what? Kudos to them.
Yeah.
They know
Good
what
for
they're
them. What
good
did
for
you
them.
say to the girls that can walk with the martini glasses? Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Couldn't
Oh my
be
goodness. Good for them. I can play basketball. Used to be able to play
Yeah. Well,
basketball.
I didn't like I fell into basketball in middle school because it was just like I just tried out for pretty much all the sports.
I really wanted to play volleyball too, but I like wasn't tall enough to play volleyball. And I tried
Oh.
out in 7th grade and I didn't even make the C team. Yeah,
No.
I did not
That's
even. I
horrible.
know. I was like, fuck you too.
My mom wanted me to try out for volleyball. I wasn't really interested in it, but I do like now that I'm older, like when I play it, like when we, you know, like you have a lake day or
Yeah.
whatever, like I'm like my cousin and I. My younger cousin and I, we played it with my brother and my cousin one day. And I, like, her and I are very competitive. And I was like, I could fucking do this. Like, this could have been my life.
As a teenager.
Yeah. Like, I could have
Yeah.
done
You're
it.
like,
And
I
if I
can't
were to
really
go
move as
back,
fast as I used to, but
for
I could
sure.
have been really
Like, I could
good.
have been, I could have seen myself in the Olympics at like the doubles. I
Yeah. The
definitely.
sand volleyball. Oh
Yes,
yeah, I love
I
watching that.
watch love that. Love it.
Yeah.
So I would go back, but I think one of the reasons I didn't go into volleyball was the coach was kind of
Mean.
mean. Even the other coaches didn't like her. And that says a lot about a person.
That's true.
And so I remember, 'cause I remember she was trying to like encourage me to try out 'cause I've always been tall.
Yeah.
And so I remember, like, I could hear her scream. This is tryouts. Screaming at the other, because, you know, you'd be split into groups. And I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with that.
Ugh.
I know. But I did everything else. I did, like, track, basketball, soccer. Not cross country. That wasn't made for me.
I really didn't like cross country either, but I did not want to be on the soccer team. I don't even think I tried out. So it's like, if you didn't want to try out for it, then you like had to go run whatever the 3 miles it was, like, yeah, around the school or something, like around like a 5K, the wooded.
Man.
I know. And we just did it like every fucking day.
I know. We like, did it like,
like as a,
we'd be done in like 20, 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, damn. Okay. I know.
And I was telling somebody today, because I was like, I'm training for a 5K. And I was like, he's like, are you competing? And I was like, no, it's just about finishing it.
And I'm competing with myself, sir.
Competing, yeah, that too. And he, and then I was like, in my head, I was like, well, like, I knew girls that would finish a mile in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that means people probably finish it in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was like now in my 27 and eighths, I don't know how many, almost 28-year-old body, I was like, I could probably complete the 5K in like maybe an hour. And I was like, I'm giving myself some cushion.
You can definitely do it less than an hour.
No, I know, but that's running. Why I was like, the most,
because literally
it would take me is,
my mom and I walk the turkey trot and we're done in an hour. You have to think about it as like you're walking on a treadmill at like a three. You're done with a mile, and that's kind of slow. Like, it's a little bit with a little brisk.
Yeah.
But
so let's say 30 minutes.
I mean, that's like a 10-minute mile. So I think you could do that.
I could do 30 minutes.
You could do 30 minutes. So, if you are you're trying to, like, consistently run the entire thing.
That's my point.
Yeah, you could definitely do 30 minutes.
That's the goal. But he was like, oh, he's like, I don't even go on a run, like, in my normal day-to-day life.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, I don't either.
Well, I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, and he was telling me just like how he is just like a vacuum, and he doesn't know when to stop eating, mm-hmm. or he just doesn't have that like self-control mm-hmm. to be like, I'm full, I'm mm-hmm. going to stop eating. He's like, I'll eat until I throw up. And I'm like, why? What? And he'll just like eat and eat and eat and eat. And we were on our way to Chipotle. It was like 3 o'clock. That was my lunch. And also, I don't think he had eaten either, but like he was also going to dinner at 6:30. So he's like, I'm just going to eat a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at Chipotle, they give you like a bowl like this big
mm-hmm.
or a burrito like this big.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, just do what I do. I can't finish a whole bowl. Like, that's why I like going there, because even though it comes out to be like $12 or however much it costs now.
It's way more than $12 now.
Okay, however much. Like, splitting it into two justifies the cost. Yeah. Like, I can split it and get two meals out of it.
Yeah.
So if it's like 14 or 15, that's only like $7 a meal.
That's like when you get like a foot-long sub. At some yeah. point.
And you eat half now and half later.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, just do it like I do. You just eat half of it and then eat the rest for tomorrow. Like, you can have it for lunch.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And we're just like over here talking and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if I was just talking a lot or mm-hmm. he just eats really fast.
Yeah.
But I'm over here just casually eating and talking. And barely a quarter of the way done. And this guy is, like, finishing his meal. And I'm like, what happened to, like...
Well, you are also a slow eater. Megan and I have had this conversation.
I am a slow eater. But I'm also not trying to, like, we weren't in a rush.
Right. Okay, I see your point.
But, like, just the time he's over there just shoveling it down.
Because
he's so hungry. And I'm like, if you take...
A bite, like, savor it, yeah.
And all of that stuff. And he's like, I just can't help it. I can't help it. And I'm like, oh, we need to work on that. Because now you got to buy lunch tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
I just saved $7.
True.
You're going to have to go buy another $15 meal.
Yikes. Or do your groceries and meal prep.
Yeah. No, he always likes to go out and eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But I'm like, I just don't understand. Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I am about to explode. And like, but I've never gotten to the point where I want to like throw up or like I need to throw up.
Me either.
Also, I
Unless it's
hate
like
throwing up.
me too.
I
I
will do
mean,
everything in my power to not throw up.
same. I think you and all of us in the universe could say that.
Unless I've like been drinking and I can tell like I
Oh,
just
yeah.
really
When
need
you're
to.
drunk, you are just like, I need to get this done.
I'm
And you're in and out and you're
no
ready to
cares.
rally.
Yeah, no cares in the world.
You
Nothing
really.
can really stop me when I'm drunk.
No, nothing can.
Nothing.
You literally like, I just need to get this out. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And you'll get it out and we'll get you some water and you're fucking good to go all over again.
I know that has
It's
not.
like you're like, we put you to charge.
We're talking about this like this happens often, and it literally
Well,
has not.
no, it hasn't happened
It
in a
hasn't
long
happened
time,
in a very, very
but
long time.
I was present for a lot of the
So
times.
yeah.
But for you, it was like we just like put your batteries to recharge and you're
Yeah,
like
just
ready to
needed.
go.
They were getting
It's like that
low.
Chris D'Elia comedy special. Like us girls, like we can just fucking rally. And
Yes.
men probably like laying in a ditch somewhere, like not laying
Yeah.
in a ditch, but like Ubering home or.
I just remember that one time that we both had to go to the bathroom so bad, but the bar we were at was closing or something, and we were waiting on our Uber or something like that. And they wouldn't let us back inside to go to the bathroom. And we were like, oh, let's go behind this bush. And when we got behind the bush, it was like a square of bushes, like of a bush. So it was like
Yeah.
our own little privacy thing to go to the
Yeah,
bathroom
and there
in
was like
this.
one of those like generator things.
Yeah, and with it was like had handles on it. We just held onto the handles, squatted really quick. No one even knew we were in this little bush bathroom.
No.
And we just did our little squat
Yeah.
and shook, and we're back with our group. No one even
Yeah.
knew.
No one knew. And I think that night we still went to a house
We
party.
were so like,
We
we
didn't
were
get
so
home till like
excited.
5 a.m.
We were excited about that bush bathroom, though.
We really were. We're like, oh my God, this is the greatest
Like,
thing
we should just stay here. Just stay here in this bush bathroom. Oh,
Oh
those
my
were the
gosh.
days.
Oh my gosh,
Those were
that's.
the days. Now we're like drinking 3 bottles of champagne and we're like tipsy. You weren't tipsy at all?
No, I was like buzzed.
What's the difference?
I feel like tipsy, you're a little like loosey goosey, like you're not all the way drunk, but you're like on your way there. Buzz, just like you're feeling the juices, like buzzed is before tipsy.
Okay.
That's in my head. And so I
Okay.
feel like I was buzzed, like I was vibing.
Like if we would have had one more bottle, you would have been tipsy.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I could have done without going out yesterday.
Same.
We could have gotten tipsy here.
100%. We could have gotten drunk here, let's be
We
honest.
could have, yeah. And then I would have saved money.
You and me both.
Yeah. I think next time we just need to collectively agree. No.
No, we're staying in.
Unless it was like a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, not on a school night.
Not on a school night. What were we thinking? We're
I don't
old.
know.
What were we thinking?
I don't know what we were thinking.
And it wasn't even like.
Well, to begin with, like you and I weren't really like wanting to go. We were like,
I know. I don't know how they convinced me to go. I was like, well, if we're gonna go, we need to go now. And
Yeah.
that's, ow, Daisy. That's kind of, I think, what.
Ignited the fire.
Yeah.
True.
But, okay. Now that we talked about brunch and a
Okay.
lot of other things, and like,
True.
I don't know how we got on
We got
the,
so
like,
sidetracked.
yeah, how we got on the realm of us playing basketball and all of that stuff. Let's find out who our love
Okay.
is.
So your love, so not just your love. So it's your seventh house is
Okay.
where we're focusing on. And so I'm using my app called Time Passages. And so this is the way they describe the seventh house. The seventh house represents marriage and partnerships of all kinds and issues with relating to other people. As the opposite to the first house of personality, the seventh house describes how you fit into the world of others. Planets in this house often indicate the type of marriage partner you will seek. So
Okay.
the way you go about this is, hold on. Let me pull up Aaron's chart and my chart. Find yourself a friend that has your charts pulled up.
Yeah.
I'm always checking up on you guys when like they're like, if you're a Pisces, blah blah blah, or Libra placement, I'm always like, who is it?
Who is it?
So if I'm not wrong, I have Libra in my seventh house of what's it called? My chart.
Also, I don't have a seventh house.
Yeah. Okay, well, I read up on that.
So that means I'm just going to be alone forever.
No. That's not what it means. So people that don't, the way I saw it explained on TikTok, and again, I'm a beginner, so don't take my word for it. Do more research on this for yourselves. But if you don't, because like I have set like there are 12 houses total, but there are only, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, that didn't. I'm stupid. There's
What?
12 planets too.
We're
But
going back to science class.
it all has to do with like the time and place you're born and like the way the moon and the stars and whatever. So you're not all gonna have a planet in each house. Like I don't have houses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I don't have those houses at all. I have houses 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, what houses do I
And
have?
you have houses 1, 3, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12. So like it differs for everybody.
Right.
And so for this specific topic, we're talking about our seventh house. And mine, I'm going to start off with obviously mine because Aaron. So let me just
Because
reframe.
Aaron
Aaron
doesn't have
doesn't
one.
have a planet in her seventh house. That doesn't mean that she's not going to have love in her life or anything. It just means that that is not, not that it's not as important, but it's not something that you need to focus on so much. Like that comes easy to you, if that makes sense. Not,
Love?
not, okay, but remember, I'm not just talking about like romantic love. I'm talking about like
I
platonic
want love,
love.
love. I want
We all
romantic.
want love,
Okay,
but like
well,
for you, it's
gods,
not.
come on.
But what I'm trying to say is like for you, it's not. Let me Google this shit
You're
so I can give you.
saying that everyone loves me?
I feel like
I
out
don't
of the two of
disagree.
us, you are more open to love. You're more receptive to it.
I mean, yeah, probably. But are we just talking about like people in general?
What do you mean?
Like, are we just talking about people in general, or are we talking about like relationships?
I just read the description for the seventh house. So,
I forgot. I'm
okay.
drunk on poppy.
Represents marriage and partnerships of all kinds and issues with relating to other people. As the opposite of the first house of personality, the seventh house describes how you fit into the world of others. Planets in this house often indicate the type of marriage partner you will seek.
But that
So,
doesn't make sense if I don't even have a seventh house.
okay. If the house is empty of planets, that's how they phrase it, the house itself, it will still, you still have a cusp. I haven't been able to figure that out. That's why I was pulling up, because I couldn't figure it out on the CoStar one. So that's why I pulled it up through a different website. Let me read you this. So, having no planets does not mean you will not marry or will never get in a relationship. It's just, this literally says it's easy going with any, like, for you it's easier. Like, it's not such a like central focus for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, like that I'm not focused on it?
It's not something that like affects your energy in a way.
I mean, I can see that, but it also like doesn't, like I'm not pursuing that.
Exactly. So, okay. This thing is, there's nothing in one of your houses. Is there any need to worry? This astrologist explains there isn't anything wrong. There are only 10 planets. Okay, I knew there was, I was right there. There are only 10 planets and there are 12 houses. So by default, that leaves room for two empty houses anyway. Having empty houses does not automatically symbolize struggle or misfortune. In fact, it may very likely mean the opposite. The empty house simply means that that part of your life is not as challenging as a house with one or more planets. The houses with planets are the houses that have that we have more lessons to learn to or to focus in life.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying, like, you are more, like, I can see why, like, I have
a seventh house.
A seventh, like, I have a planet in my seventh house.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But like, it's not a negative thing at all.
So it's just the person.
Okay, hold on. They break it down. Seventh house. Missing planet in the seventh house can indicate long-term relationships, marriage, and partnerships. I literally said this to you. Without planets here, your long-term partnerships can come more easily for you.
But they haven't.
Okay, but like.
That's what I'm saying is that they haven't.
Okay, hold on. Let me.
I've literally been single for 6 years.
Okay, so. Oh, that's me. I was like, right.
I've been single for so long.
But I mean, you've also been focusing on your career. Hold on. Let me go out back.
I guess.
One of the houses represents work. It could be. Oh, there it is. The 10th house. You have a 10th house. You have two planets in the 10th house.
Oh.
Your moon and your Mars are in the 10th house. So your 10th house symbolizes the public life, authority, career issues, represents the mother, or perhaps opposite sex parent. The 10th house represents how the foundation of the personality is made to manifest and concrete into the world. Planets in the 10th house will indicate what the energies and challenges are for your career and also how you mother.
Interesting.
Or how your mother was experienced. I don't know what that means. Okay. But,
okay.
Like, it's not a negative thing to have empty houses. It just means, like, those, like, specific things are not
as hard to come by.
As hard to come by, and you're not going to, like, there are no lessons for you to learn there.
Okay.
I would view it as in a positive way. Right.
Well, let's tell them to bring, tell the gods to bring, the spirits to bring somebody for me to love if I'm so great at it. I would be a good, like, partner
you and would. Wife. You are. Sorry, my eye was itchy. But hold on. There's a first house.
So what is yours? You have a seventh house.
Mine is in Libra.
So what planet is your seventh house?
That's a very good question. The moon.
Oh.
Moon in Libra rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. This is likely the sign, the sign you most think of yourself as, since it reflects your personality when you're alone or deeply comfortable. Meaning your emotional self is balanced, harmonious, sees both sides of every situation.
That doesn't really
That
make
doesn't really
sense.
help me.
But what
Okay.
about the seventh
I just
house?
got it.
Oh, okay.
The moon in Libra. The moon in the seventh house represents an emotional sensitivity in the area of interpersonal relationships. You are likely to be very social and may be quite popular. You feel comfort and harmony when you are in some form of intimate partnership with others who reflect your emotions back to you. You are very aware of how others affect you as an emotional being. That's very true. You become more aware of yourself than you perceive your effects on those intimately close to you. That is also very true. You can easily become emotionally dependent on other people. You may attract a sensitive and moody partner who you can nurture. You may find yourself engaged in an emotional balancing act between yourself and another. You may have difficult time perceiving yourself as a separate or unique individual outside your intimate relationships. It is important for you to learn how to value your own emotional needs, wants, and desires independent of the partnership energy which you connect to habitually.
So basically, find yourself
Yeah,
first
which I
and
feel
be
like I
independent.
have
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Like now I'm like ready for a partnership. Where like a couple years ago it's like lock me in a fucking tower. That was a hot mess.
Yeah, that was scary.
So that was interesting. Okay, I rec definitely recommend this app. Completely free time passages. You do have to pay extra for like, because I try to add your chart, but I can't access it. It wants me to pay. And I was like, I don't want to pay.
No. I don't like paying
So,
for things.
me
You need to
either.
drink up, ma'am.
Okay. I was giving my
I'm already like
speech.
one drink in, feeling all loosey-goosey.
Loosey.
Yeah. Loosey-goosey is here. I'm ready to try ginger lime. Right? It's so refreshing.
It's so refreshing.
I really
So
need to
good.
unbutton my pants.
Do it. I'm surprised you stayed in your
Ugh,
jeans.
I know. I didn't want to make you feel bad.
Why?
Because if I put sweatpants on, I didn't want to make you jealous.
No, it's
So, okay, that's way better. Oh my God.
okay. You're in your own
Ugh.
home.
I know, but still, I should just have like some sweatpants that you keep here. So whenever we do record here, or you just like come over for movie night
Oh, shoot.
after work,
Yeah.
you just can like leave
Yeah.
them here when you're done. I'm gonna open this.
Do it.
This is what they do on TikTok. They're like,
Know there is like.
this is the ginger lime. Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Let me bring this up to the mic. Oh yeah, baby.
That was crisp.
That smells delicious. Another martini coming up. Oh wow. Louisa
I just
Chudgers.
threw them on
I'm
back.
feeling some loosey-goosey.
Feeling loosey-goosey.
This one would be good with a lime or an olive, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go, man. The guy at the bar gave that to you.
Yum.
Cheers.
Oh.
Wow, you're about to drink it without me. Sorry. Don't spill.
Cheers.
How do people walk around with a martini glass? Like, I'm barely even
I
moving. I'm barely even like talking, and I like feel
can
like I'm
make
about
my,
to
I can
spill.
barely like take a sip out of it without spilling it.
That one's good too.
This would be good with a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're in our mocktail era, but this would be really good with vodka.
It really would be. We could literally use that, muddle some strawberries and mint, and that can be a mocktail.
Oh, yum. I forgot we had a flute. Fruit platter. I was going to say a flute platter.
A flute platter. That one's good. We definitely need to I need to get some more.
Yeah. Costco sells them by the pack.
Well, I don't have a Costco membership. I have a Sam's membership. You can do the Costco shopping. I'll do the Sam's shopping.
I have both.
Wow. I know. Why do I even have
a Sam's membership? I'm under my mom's.
Oh, so.
So not even.
They're really Maria's.
Yeah, they're really my mom's.
I mean, honestly, my Sam's membership is my dad's. So I don't have any room to talk.
We're just under our parents' memberships.
Yeah.
Until we get married.
Basically. I mean, might as well. It's like, I don't know. I honestly don't shop there as much as I should. Because
me either.
When you go to Costco or Sam's, it's like, I don't need a bajillion of this one thing. Like, yeah. I just need...
I would just get, like, my...
toiletries there. Like, paper tampons. Towels. Oh, I didn't think about tampons. That's a good one. But, like, paper towels, toilet paper. Yeah. Like pods and stuff, like
laundry detergent,
yeah. Like that kind of stuff. Sam's for sure, and then also like
I would get like my meat in bulk for sure.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah,
they have like a whole like 10 chickens yeah. in one thing.
Rotisserie chicken's really good too. Really
also, good I go for the snacks.
That as well. Costco has really good snacks too.
Sometimes Sam's, it's like if you have to make sure you go at the right time, because if you go, I've gone. Me and my dad will go just for snacks. And it's like, we'll walk around and they're still setting up and there's no urgency
to set up the snack station.
The old little testers. Yes. What are you talking about?
I thought you meant like the snacks they sell there.
No, I'm talking about the tester. Let me
tell you, Sam's has really good hot dogs.
And pizza.
Yes, but their hot dogs are like 10 out of 10.
Are they as good as the hot dogs outside of Red River?
No, nothing beats that shit.
I know.
Honestly, I've only ever had them drunk, so I couldn't even. So they're really
probably
tell
disgusting in honestly, real life. I mean,
can you imagine if we went and had them sober?
No,
I don't think I could stomach it.
I don't want to ruin the experience for myself.
Wow, damn! I saw a TikTok.
Only eat the hot dogs after Red River when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What? Oh my god, what?
Oh my god.
What?
You're gonna die.
What?
So last Thursday, Angeline and I met up with Haley at Red River.
Mm-hmm.
We were leaving. It's probably like 2:30 or something crazy. On a Thursday. Bad girls.
Mm-hmm.
Bad girls on a school night.
Yeah.
We were driving away and Angeline goes, "Stop the car!" Like, what? She points. And she's like, "That is Bartice from Love is Blind." And I was like, "No, it's not." You know who I'm talking about?
It sounds familiar, yeah.
And he was like an asshole. Google Bartice from Love is Blind while I'm telling
the
story.
What season was he in?
I think he's like 2.
Okay.
Just type in Bartice and you'll know who I'm talking about. Was it Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, "Stop the car."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
"Oh, yeah.
Let me
this
see.
Kid, this kid?
Yes.
Him. Shut up.
I'm not kidding." And so I was like, "No, it's not." And she's like, "Yes, it is." Because I think she had seen him out before or thought she did, and mm-hmm. it wasn't him. So I was like, "I'm asking him. I'm in my car." And I'm like, "You." And he's like, "Me?" And this, like, he's over by the hot dog stand. I'm in the, like, in the road driving. Like, "You." And I point at him. He's like, "Me?" I was like, "Yes, you. Come here." And he, like, walks over like he's cool. And I was like, "Are you Bartice from Love is Blind?" And he's like, "Yeah, I am." And I was like, "Okay." She was just wondering, like, whatever. And he's like, "Okay." And he was like, not rude, but he also, like, wasn't super friendly.
Yeah.
He was like, "Okay," like we were embarrassing him. It's like, bitch, you signed up for that.
Yeah.
Like, you should be embarrassed. You signed up for Love is Blind, and you're... Yeah. So, anyways, but Angeline was super excited about that.
I'm trying to remember who he was. Oh, I remember who he was with. Okay, yeah.
Let me
He
see.
was with like one of the Hispanic girlies. They didn't make
Yeah, like Natalie or
it.
Nicole or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of like not very nice, is what I remember.
No, he was a dick.
Yeah. But it was just funny because she was
And
like,
he kept hitting on somebody else,
yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Man.
Also, these dating shows, I think I was telling you yesterday, but these dating shows are getting out of control.
Yeah, you were. I actually, when I first got here, I was like, let me see if I can log on to Netflix to see what this show Aaron was talking about.
Did it let you?
No.
What? It stopped working?
Yeah.
No!
I
Damn
know.
it.
I'm sorry.
But I'll show you before I leave because I think it's upstairs.
Okay.
It might not even be on Netflix. It might be on like HBO or something like that.
I don't think that's HBO's.
Well, anyways, I don't know. Because I was watching it upstairs and I don't think that the Netflix
What is it
would
called,
work upstairs.
Netflix?
I don't know what the show is called.
Oh.
But basically, it's a European show because they all talk with like
Naked
London.
Attraction.
Yes, that's
Oh,
what
it
it's
is on
called.
HBO Max.
I that okay. So
Wow.
Naked Attraction is a dating show, and if you've seen it, obviously you know what I'm talking about, but it's people meeting each other for the first time fully nude. And you know, as a patron and watching something, you're like, oh, okay, like we're gonna get their reaction on like what they see. That's what I thought at least. No, guys, this show, Naked Attraction, shows full everything. Like,
Wow.
so there's the person. So let's just say like Luisa's the girl that's choosing the guy she wants to go on a date with. There's six pods and they're all a different color. And so the guys are fully naked behind these pods. And so the Luisa would be dressed. And she's talking to this other girl who's just like commenting on things with her. But then they do it in like stages. So they go all the way up to the bottom half. I'm pretty sure it's like penis right away. Like all the way up to the like
They're like
belly
hips.
button or yeah, like hips.
Okay.
So you're seeing like six different penises right off of the bat.
I guess that makes sense. Because, like, why would you want to see their faces and then show the penis?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of it, is that you're like, because the idea is that on dates, we are covering our insecurities, like with our clothes, and like, so people don't necessarily get to know like the real you under your clothes until maybe it's too late and you're like,
Well, we're also avoiding like a ticket of like public indecency, so that's why we're also like clothed.
Right. Sorry, I can't show up to the bar naked.
Not cave women.
But it's like the point of it is like we were born this way. All of our bodies are beautiful. We should all appreciate how, you know, that's the message kind of what I got from it. But I literally watched one thing and I was like, I have to stop watching this or Luis is going to be like looking at this and be like, what are you freaking watching? Because it was wild. I'm gonna put it on for you after this because
Oh,
it's
God.
literally, you're gonna be shooketh on that. Like this is a thing on TV.
Oh, yikes.
Then after she gets rid of one for their penis not being like, she's like, they're all great, you know, like
And they're
whatever.
all soft, I'm assuming.
I mean, I don't. They're, I don't know. Yes, I would assume. But there's like some bigger, like
Right.
circumcised, not circumcised,
Right.
shaved, not shaved, blah, blah, blah,
Wow. Okay.
all this. And so she eliminates one after the penis round, and then they turn around and they do butts. And then she eliminates one off of butts. And then they go up to abs, eliminates one off of abs. So there's at that point, like three or four people left, and then they
Okay.
show the faces. And then she eliminates one off of the faces. Oh. And then they do a voice. So they talk and say like something about them or whatever. And then it's final two. And then once it's final two, then the girl has to go and she gets naked. And then she comes out. And then they're like, oh, wow. Like, you know.
The final two.
To the final two, yeah. And then she chooses who she wants to go on a date with.
That's naked. No, that's
isn't that pressure. Weird?
No, that's too weird. And you know what? The British would do that because they're very, I feel like they're very comfortable in their own skin.
Absolutely.
Which, you know what?
Good for them.
That's good for them.
I feel like that's the ongoing theme of this episode. Good for them.
Good for them. Honestly, you know, couldn't be me.
I don't think I would sign up for that. But
I wouldn't either.
The guys that get eliminated, they're like, you know what? I'm really, and then they like show them standing. Like they do a little whole thing of like, this is who he is. Like he got eliminated. He's naked. And then what he looks like with clothes on.
Oh my God.
It's like, so I was like, it was like so bad. I couldn't stop watching.
Oh my God.
That's like what it was.
Wow.
So, but there's these people that come on my TikToks and they're casters for different TV shows, and I feel like sometimes I want to like sign up for stuff. Like they're like game shows.
Oh, game shows.
Yeah, we should. Why don't we?
I don't know.
We should take
like
a risk.
Game shows or like dating shows.
Well, like some of them are like there's a bunch of them, so it just depends on like what they're casting for. But like the current, like the ones that the past ones I've seen. Are like the ones for money, like you stay in the house, like strategy or something like that. There was one, I'll send it to you. I sent it to Angeline, but it's like two people go and they're trying to like win. I don't know. Well, I haven't really done a whole lot of research on it, but I think it'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That'd be like something we like step out of our comfort zone and just do.
Mm-hmm.
We should talk about it more.
To talk about that one,
but anyways,
well,
do you have anything to like sign off with on like our love situation?
Nothing other than, you know, just being more open to it, speaking about it. Me personally,
it's like just speaking in general about it,
speaking in general, yeah, like. I don't know, just like be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Is what I am trying to be. Because it's not an easy. It's easy for me to do it with people I'm comfortable with. That's kind of like what my seventh house was describing. But I'm not. It's not easy for me to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
When pursuing men.
Yeah.
I guess.
I agree.
Which I think that goes for. I speak for all of us when I say that.
Yeah.
But definitely for me, it's easy. Like definitely like more of a like I hold back more.
Yeah, I think you definitely have to be more
so I need to be
like cautious or not cautious, like cognizant of like
I don't want to come off like closed off is what I'm really trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But at the same time I'm also like I guess I'm just like more being upfront.
Yeah. About what you're looking for.
What I'm looking for, yeah.
What you want, what you need.
For example, like, before we started, that guy I was messaging with on Bumble.
Yeah.
Who was like, oh, like, first red flag was, I messaged him, I don't remember what my pickup line was. But he was like, oh, no, I was sleeping, mama. And that immediately made me throw up in my freaking mouth.
Ew.
Like, that is disgusting.
Ew.
And then he kept, like, going, like, oh, like, I'm such a bad boy. And so I sent him a gif of this little black lady. I don't know her name. But she's, like, turned around and she goes, okay, and then I said, I'm here. I'm looking for a man, not a boy. And then he sent me his, like, fucking credentials, which he's, like, 5'6 and 114 pounds. And, like, no
offense. So he is a child.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. That's why I'm, like, no offense to anybody that that's your height. But, like, to me, that's like you're in high school.
Yeah, when you're 114 pounds.
Yeah,
I like, could that sit. Was me. I would sit on you and I would break you in half.
Yeah, like could you even bench me?
Absolutely
Probably not.
Couldn't even bench my thigh.
So that's my my thing.
Okay. Also, let's just update the people.
No, I don't want to throw that into the universe yet.
Why?
To the public.
Okay, we won't go into detail, but okay. I think we should because it's okay. Exciting, and I think that this is how good things happen as you continue to talk about the good things.
True.
So yesterday we were telling you guys about how we did our tarot cards, and also a couple weeks ago Louisa and I did our tarot cards as well.
Yeah.
And
we had a wine night.
We
it was fun.
Kind of came to the same conclusion that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
About her, she's liking this guy, and she's met him a couple of occasions, like in his workplace.
Yeah.
And so basically what the tarot cards were saying was like, take a chance. And also like that she's in a place, obviously mentally, where she is ready to kind of perceive love and be proactive in it. And so it was like, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Don't hold back, basically. So that was the message like 2 weeks ago or whenever we had our wine night.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday confirmed again what happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, and she's had this guy's number. He didn't have hers.
Mind you, I've had this guy's number for about 2 months now.
Yeah. So she's met him or like interacted with him multiple times, like at his workplace, whatever. And he gave her his number and she's just been sitting on it. So.
Well, can I just say why I've been sitting on it?
Sure.
Because the first time I met him, I was with someone else, not Aaron. I don't want to divulge too much, but I was with somebody else, and I remember hearing him say what I think was him commenting about a woman in his life. So when I got his card, I simply got his card in like a networking way.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly did think. She's
literally saying this with a smile on her face.
I truly did think I was getting his card because he wanted to network with me.
But why?
Because I was telling him about our singles idea.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we were, like, connecting on that, and he was, like, really excited, and I had told him about our speed dating thing, but the friend I was with was, like, no, like, he was kind of, like, into
flirting.
You. Yeah, he was flirting with you. But I, this is
you
something
internalized
we can,
that as, but you didn't, you weren't ready to perceive it as,
well,
or even,
that.
Like.
I have a really hard time. I think it's trauma, but, like, I have a really hard time believing that men are interested in me, and that's a whole other episode. But so mind you, like a month later,
that's on next week's episode.
That's on next week's episode. We'll cover my trauma. The next month I go back to another one of his little work things, and I'm with another good friend of mine, and I had commented like, oh yeah, like he gave me his number, but like I think it was just networking. And she was like, no, Lisa, like, it sounds like he might be into you. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, well, let's go and, like, find out. And so we also went with one of our guy friends. So we're there. We're, like, interacting with him. And my friend is like, no, like, he's into you. Like, he's lingering. He's blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. Like, I just don't. I don't know. I have a really hard time believing, or like I missed the social cues. I don't know what it is, but I was like, really? Like, I just thought like he was being nice.
Yeah.
But he apparently like was like flustered around me, like spilled stuff when he was like coming to attend to me. Like it was very, I was blushing, he was blushing. Like,
okay, so she's been fantasizing, not fantasizing,
not delusional.
I wouldn't even say delusional. Not even hopeful.
Hopeful, yes.
Hopeful is a good word. So, anyways, we came to the conclusion that she needs to text him and just interact. Actually, it was our good friend Piccolo, right?
Mm-hmm.
That made you do it because it was truth or dare. You picked dare, and that was the dare.
Yeah, I was hit with
which
it.
Was honestly the best dare because he responded so quickly, like he's been waiting for you to friggin' text him. For 2 months, he's probably been waiting by his little phone, being like, when's Lisa gonna text me?
I don't know.
So, I think, I don't even know why, how we even ended up getting on this conversation or topic, but I think that you need to take, like, your fears and put them aside and just, I saw this TikTok the other day. It's like, go out there and be like, get rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Do, you might have sent it to me, but I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but
I see a lot of TikToks.
I know. Me too. But it was this girl who basically was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to be the one to reject myself from something. Like, mm-hmm. if it's not meant to be, like, I'm going to make somebody else reject me for it. And so it's like, go and apply for that job that you're not necessarily mm-hmm. qualified for. Go ask somebody if you can, like, eat with them at the lunch table or mm-hmm. whatever. If they say no, it's like, okay, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. Go ask a guy on a date or go ask for somebody's number or, you know, get out of your comfort zone, like, purposefully.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, I now have a dream job that I wouldn't have ever even thought
mm-hmm.
to apply for because I wasn't necessarily qualified based on everything. But it's like, I just applied because why not? And she ended up getting the job.
Oh, wow.
And so things like that, it's like, you never know until you know.
True.
And what? You're already in a situation where you're not talking to that person anyway. So
true.
You going up and being like, hey, like, you want to go out sometime? If they say no,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's cool. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing against you. Maybe they have a boyfriend. Or maybe they have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're gay. I don't know. Like, maybe you're not their type. I don't know. But like, that doesn't like mean anything against you as a person of you being rejected.
Yeah.
I think you should start taking things like that and that mentality because you never know until you try.
True. So we will keep you guys posted.
Yeah. We're going to, in like 2 weeks, we're going to one of his events.
Yeah. So
we'll keep you posted.
We'll keep you posted.
And nothing exciting is happening to me, so on the love front, I guess I'm just so good at love. It's like, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine. You don't
you're good.
Need, we won't send anybody your way. Yeah.
Well,
that's all I got for you today, this week.
Well, it's all right. We're going. I don't know where I was going with that. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
I don't know what you're saying either.
Well, guys, this has been not sponsored by Poppy, but we do wish it were.
I know. Poppy, if you're listening, it's like,
that was really.
Things like
don't really click.
I feel
well.
Like it's your hand placement is like okay. Too much covering it. Yeah.
That was there better. We go. Yeah.
Okay. This is our first time drinking martinis, guys.
We're so loosey-goosey.
Well.
That was really good.
I like it.
I could do like a little like pickle juice or something in this.
Mm. Or like olive juice.
Mm. I'm not a fan of olives.
Mm.
So, anyways, guys, we'll catch you next week.
Love you.
Bye.